How to raise money for healthcare? Staring you in the face. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Our medical cannabis dispensaries are joining the Chamber of Commerce and they participate in their neighborhood business district.
This week, the voters of Oakland, California voted 80% in favor of taxing medical marijuana dispensaries. Next step, an initiative that would legalize not just the medicinal use of pot, but the recreational use and taxation of marijuana statewide. It's already pretty much recreational. All you have to do is get a note from your doctor that the marijuana will help your allergies, show some ID, and you're in. And while this is technically against federal law, Oakland City Councilwoman Rebecca Kaplan says the Obama Justice Department has given it the green light.
Because Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the federal government now will not be busting dispensaries that are in compliance with the law where they're located.
And being that marijuana is California's largest cash crop in a state desperately in need of tax money,
we have been getting calls from officials in other cities who are looking to replicate this.
Not only will cities get the taxes, not having to lock up pot smokers and sellers probably means they can stop building so many jails, and cops can concentrate on the really scary crimes. So why confine this to California? With healthcare bogged down over the cost, taxing marijuana is as close as you can get to free money, because the only people who lose are the drug gangs suddenly facing unemployment.
And what are the criminal enterprises going to do? Lobby at the ballot?
Well, maybe join the Chamber of Commerce. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.